With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In England today, a Syrian man driving a car into several people right outside a synagogue, then began stabbing them, killing two, and wounding at least three on the holiest day of the Jewish year. Officers later shot and killed the suspect at the synagogue in Manchester. In the meantime, in New York, Prime Minister Keir Starmer says security is being beefed up throughout Great Britain.
The attack in Manchester this morning is absolutely shocking, and all of our thoughts are with those affected. I'm on my way back to London. When I arrive, I will chair an emergency COBRA meeting. I'm already able to say that additional police assets are being deployed to synagogues across the country, and we will do everything to keep our Jewish community safe.
British authorities, meanwhile, describing the assault as a complete act of terrorism. President Trump taking aim at drug cartels in the Caribbean.
An official not authorized to comment publicly said Congress was told about the designation by Pentagon officials Wednesday. The move coming after last month's deadly military strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean.
So we hit a number of boats. You probably saw that.
That was the president Tuesday. He also said,
and now we'll look at cartels. We're going to look very seriously at cartels coming by land.
Democrats have been pressing Trump to go to Congress and seek war powers authority for such operations. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigation continuing in New York, where two Delta airline planes collided on the ground at LaGuardia, injuring one flight attendant, damaging a cockpit, and tearing off part of a wing. NTSB says the collision happened at the intersection of two taxiways. And again, one person was hurt, but not too badly. This is SRN News. Virginia's governor encouraging attendees at a Turning Point event.
Speaking with Salem Radio, Glenn Youngkin says he invited those gathered at Virginia Tech University last week to take up the mantle of the late Charlie Kirk.
They're the leaders of the future. And I wasn't kidding when I said the best answer I've heard to the question who's going to be the next Charlie Kirk is all of you.
Youngkin issued this challenge.
You are the light, and you need to stand up and be confident in your beliefs, because what you believe is truth, and we need you to lead. And I have to be honest, it was one of the most moving moments of the entire time I've had the privilege of serving as governor.
He spoke only days after the inspirational service for the late conservative Christian activist and Salem Radio talk host. Next stop for the This is the Turning Point tour will be next Tuesday, October 7th at Montana State University. George Williams, SRN News.
And this is SRN News. The government may have shut down, but it's not slowing down Wall Street.
The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 78 points. It's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.4%. Technology stocks rose. OpenAI announced partnerships with South Korean companies for its Stargate project that builds out infrastructure related to artificial intelligence. Fair Isaac surged 18%. The company, famous for publishing credit scores, announced a plan that would allow customers to possibly bypass the big credit bureaus like TransUnion and Equifax to see their score. Seth Sutel, New York.
OpenAI could now be the world's most valuable startup ahead of Elon Musk, SpaceX, and TikTok parent ByteDance. That after a secondary stock sale designed to retain employees at the ChatGPT maker. Current and former OpenAI employees sold $6.6 billion in shares. More details at srnnews.com.